In February 2016, Scott Adams made a bold prediction that left many scratching their heads. While political experts were writing Donald Trump's political obituary after he failed to disavow the KKK on CNN, Adams saw something different. As a trained hypnotist, he recognized Trump possessed weapons-grade persuasion skills, perhaps the most powerful he'd ever witnessed. This wasn't just political analysis, it was a revelation about how human minds actually work. What if our decisions aren't based on facts and logic, but on emotional triggers and persuasion techniques that bypass our rational minds? What if Trump wasn't just a political anomaly, but a master persuader who understood human psychology better than the experts analyzing him? We think we're rational beings making logic-based decisions, but we're not. Humans are emotional decision makers who rationalize choices after the fact. This insight forms the basis of the persuasion filter, which prioritizes effectiveness over accuracy. Humans function like programmable biological computers influenced by physical variables, diet, sleep, environment, and psychological inputs, persuasion, visual cues, emotions. The McGurk effect demonstrates this. When watching lips form pho while hearing ba, your brain automatically alters what you hear to match what you see, even when you know it's an illusion. This explains why two people can watch the same political debate and form opposite impressions, what Adams calls two movies on one screen. When our self-image conflicts with our observations, cognitive dissonance creates mental discomfort. Our brains generate illusions to resolve this tension, making decisions first and creating rationalizations afterward. Cognitive dissonance appears in online debates through specific patterns. Wow, plus absurd absolute or personal insult. Examples include, wow, so you think all politicians are corrupt? Or, LOL, another conspiracy theorist. Other signs include retreating to analogies, attacking the messenger with excessive anger, and claiming to know strangers' thoughts. Trump's effectiveness stems from a unique combination of complementary skills: publicity expertise, business reputation, negotiation prowess, persuasion mastery, commanding presence, quick wit, resilience to criticism, high energy, and tactical intelligence. His response to Megyn Kelly's confrontation about derogatory comments, "Only Rosie O'Donnell," showcased advanced persuasion by creating an emotional visual, connecting with his base, employing the high ground maneuver, and ensuring media coverage. Trump's nicknames, Low Energy Jeb, Lion Ted, Crooked Hillary, were engineered persuasion tools that used uncommon language, matched visual appearances, anticipated confirmation bias, created strategic contrast, and elevated discussions to higher concepts. Low Energy Jeb exemplifies this approach perfectly. By targeting an instinctive leadership quality, vitality, rather than policy, the label created a cognitive filter that turned every Bush action against him. Whether speaking passionately or normally, his behavior only reinforced the low energy perception. Visual persuasion dramatically outperforms conceptual persuasion. We're visual creatures who believe what we see. Trump's big, beautiful wall created a mental image far more persuasive than generic border control policies, making people think past the sale by debating its features rather than its existence. When discussing ISIS, Trump used vivid imagery, chops off heads and drowns people in cages, to position himself as the toughest candidate. His properties, consistent formal attire with American flag colors, and Boeing 757 resembling Air Force One, all reinforced visual persuasion. Even his appearance on Saturday Night Live included a skit showing him in the Oval Office, creating a visual memory of Trump as president. By contrast, Clinton approved an SNL skit portraying herself as a bartender serving a drunk Hillary Clinton character, inadvertently reinforcing negative associations. Trump's Make America Great Again slogan demonstrates masterful persuasion engineering. Every word serves a purpose. Make conveys power and job creation. America leverages the strongest brand in voters' minds. Great signals dominance, and again triggered useful debates about whether America was already great. The red MAGA hats were another strategic choice. Red signifies action, dominance, and sex while reinforcing Republican identity. The high ground maneuver elevates debates above contentious details to a level of universal agreement by reframing the context. Steve Jobs demonstrated this during the iPhone 4 antennagate crisis, stating, "We're not perfect. Phones are not perfect. We all know that. But we want to make our users happy." These 19 words transform the argument from, "Is the iPhone 4 defective?" to, "All smartphones have problems." Trump used this technique by pivoting criticism of his harsh language to broader issues like political correctness or leadership needs, shifting focus from specific statements to widely acknowledged concerns. When facing criticism, like missing a work deadline, you might say, "We all want this project to succeed, and sometimes that means adjusting our approach. I'm committed to making this work." This elevates the discussion from individual failure to shared goals, ground where everyone agrees. Trump's persuasion skills were so effective that his actual policies became secondary to his ability to convince people which policies they should care about. While critics obsessed over fact-checking his seemingly outrageous statements about building walls or banning immigration, these were sophisticated persuasion tools designed to frame debates and control narratives rather than literal policy positions. Think about it. Would you remember a candidate who promised comprehensive immigration reform or one who promised a big, beautiful wall? Which creates a stronger emotional response and mental image? By understanding that humans are primarily emotional decision makers who rationalize after the fact, Trump could bypass traditional policy debates entirely. He focused instead on creating strong emotional responses and memorable visual images that would stick in voters' minds long after policy details were forgotten. This approach explains why traditional political experts consistently underestimated Trump's chances. They were analyzing his campaign through a rational policy lens while he was operating on an emotional persuasion level. The experts were playing chess while Trump was playing three-dimensional persuasion. The persuasion principles that powered Trump's victory extend beyond politics into business, relationships, and daily interactions. Understanding these techniques helps you both influence others and recognize when you're being influenced. Mental anchors fundamentally shape our perceptions. The first information we receive about a topic becomes our reference point for future judgments, which is why skilled negotiators open with extreme offers to anchor value perception. Persuasion is most effective when integrated into existing habits rather than trying to create new ones. Vitamin companies succeeded by linking supplements to morning routines, while fitness trackers work by becoming part of daily dressing habits. To influence others effectively, align with their existing aspirations instead of trying to change them. Identify what people want and position your request as a path to their goals. In chaotic situations, people follow the most confident voice, offering clarity, even if the answers are incomplete. They prefer certainty over uncertainty, regardless of accuracy. Everyone uses persuasion. The difference lies between those who use it consciously and those who remain unaware. Understanding these principles provides both the power to persuade and the ability to recognize persuasion attempts, an increasingly vital skill in today's world.